Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Casey, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the MB sex abuse lawsuit. How are you doing to the Maryland sex abuse lawsuit? How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Uh-huh.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you in regards to this?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. And that you are filing the claim on behalf of yourself, or would it be for somebody else?
Myself. I was in Waxers 3 different times.
Waxers, okay.
Certain number of years I was juvenile.
I'll get that from you. We'll figure that out. I guess. And then you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And do you know anybody else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance in regards to this?
No.
Okay.
I'll be 42 this year, so.
Okay.
Holy shit.
And then I do have to ask these questions. They're required. Have you ever
mm-hmm.
Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
You said no, correct?
No.
Okay. And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Did I, when I was in Waxers?
Yes.
Did I what? Repeat that again?
Did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with that institution, the school,
mm-hmm.
or a church?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said it was Waxford?
Waxers. Mm-hmm.
What city was it in?
I think Waxers is in Laurel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In Maryland?
Yes.
Can you spell the institution name?
Waxter.
Waxters. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's just see right here. Thomas J.S. Waxer Children's. Okay.
Yep. Mhm.
And roughly, how old were you when you were there?
14, 15, and I think 16. And then I was so petrified to go back, I went on the run for 1 year
mm-hmm.
and ran away to New York City because I violated my house arrest. I don't have no adult criminal record now. I was so petrified to even go back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So I lived on the streets in New York City.
After that, I'm sorry. What is your
goal?
What's your date of birth or the year you were born?
7/22/83.
So you're around 14 when you were there. So it would have been around 97 to 99.
Mm-hmm. 3 different times.
Okay. Yeah, I'll ask you a little bit more specifics on that. So I'll look into that. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 97. You said you were there 14, 15, and 16, right?
3 different times I was there.
Okay.
I think the first time was like 3 days, a holdover weekend. Then it was 30 days. I want to say 90 days, something like that.
Okay.
And it was so bad. My mom went to Governor Townsend back then. She was the governor from Maryland and even filed a complaint about everything that was going on because nobody would come forward. And that's
sorry.
Probably on record, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
they will be able to pull all that. So
mm-hmm.
the dates of these abuses happening at that Waxers Children's
mm-hmm.
Center would have been sometime
mm-hmm.
between 97 and 2000 or so?
97 to 99. I'm not good with math.
It's just
yeah, between
rough estimate.
97 to 99, yeah.
Okay. And then I know this one is the tougher question, but can you describe the abuse that happened in
Well, there was one girl that had me in there with her. I woke up her in the bed, and I was beating and banging on the door. She was touching me, another juvenile in there. They wouldn't open the doors up to let us out while I was screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to wash with no shower curtain in front of the – now, I'm not racist. My grandson's mixed. in front of a black male guard, and he touched me, and he was also having sex with other girls in there.
Okay. He would touch.
And I could not remember his name.
Mm-hmm. And he would touch you in the female region?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we had to wash in front of him. Too like that. He would sit in the chair and watch us wash. And then I was so tetrified to take a shower. I went 3 weeks without a shower.
Would he do anything? Would he touch himself while he watched you guys clean? Would he do anything else like that? Or would he just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd sit there, touch himself, and everything.
And he
was probably in his late 20s.
He was a guard, correct?
Mm-hmm. Watching all the females. We didn't have a shower curtain or anything.
Well, they could see him. Shower.
And there's a few other girls in there that he was having sex with.
And that never happened to you, correct? Or did it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Okay.
And now that's my married name, so it would be under Casey Woody when I was in there.
Okay. No, they'll get all the records and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. They called us sluts, all kinds of things.
And when he would touch you, it would be under the clothes, correct?
Yes.
I just have to confirm, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Put in quotes. All after shower. And you were 14 to 16 at the time, you said? And this...
Yeah, I went one time for a weekend, and then I went for 30 days, and I think I was in the 16 to 90 days it was, the third time. And then I violated my house arrest, and I went on a run for a year and lived on the streets in New York, wouldn't contact my mother for a year. I mean, you can even – I still have the wanted poster where I was missing because I was not going back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I was not going back there.
No.
I refused.
I understand that. Yeah, no, I totally understand that. And then so your age at the time of all of this happening, when he would touch you and stuff of that nature, that would have been 14 to 16. So should I put 14 as the first age or 15 or 16?
I want to say 15. It wasn't the weekend holder. I think it was the third time when I was in her 60 days. Yeah.
16? Okay. I'll put 16 then.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your age now?
Hold on now. I'll be 41. I'll be 42 in July.
Okay. 41.
Kind of lose track.
And then, and you said he was a guard at the facility or a...
Yeah. He sat there in his chair, and there's two shower stalls with no shower curtain, and we all washed right in front of him.
Yeah. And then
we all had to stand in the line butt naked.
Yeah. And what was the – you don't remember his name?
No, I don't know his name. I know he's a black man. That's all I know.
Can you provide any other description, hair color?
I tried to block it out. I know he was dark-skinned.
Yeah.
That's all I could tell you.
So he's a black male? Okay.
Dark skin.
You remember he was tall, short?
I don't remember. Probably medium height, I want to say.
Okay.
And he was having sex with a couple of the other girls, and then the one girl in there, I woke up to her in my bed, and I was beating on the door, begging them to let me out of there, because she was trying, you know, I'm not against gay, lesbian, whatever, but, you know, I'm not gay. She tried to have sex with me. I'm beating on the door, trying to get out of the room. They wouldn't even come to the door. They thought it was all funny.
Okay. And then, so we just need to be able to provide some type of description. So you would just say he would be a black male, about medium build.
Yes.
What height would you say? 5'6", 5'10", 6'4"?
Maybe 5'10", 5'10".
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. He sat in a chair while we washed. with no shower curtain, and he sat in the chair and washed us all.
Okay. In regards to this, and when he would grope or touch you or anything.
That only
like
happened one time, yeah.
Okay.
And I freaked out.
Okay.
I guess he thought I was going to have sex with him, too, with the other girl. I know a couple other girls. I don't remember their names. They did.
Yeah. No, in regards to this, they are, like, the shower, of course, what he did is wrong. In regards to the lawsuit, though, it is mainly just when they touched you in that way. Because they could say that was their job duty to watch you shower. I know, of course, he was doing other things, like you said, when they're showering, so I still put that in there.
But a man's not even supposed to watch you shower, even in an adult jail.
I totally get it. I should have been a woman.
Especially juvenile girl.
Yeah, I should have been a woman. And then, so he would always be sitting in a chair.
Right in the shower room.
If you think of any other details, just I'll put them down.
They were extremely racist.
Is it towards white people?
Towards the white people, yeah, because most of them were black people. And I'm not racist. My grandson's mixed. There was about, I want to say 50, and only about 5 of us were white.
Uh-huh.
They got just all the special treatment. They were allowed to, you know, stay out there one time. One time we were watching a movie, I'll never forget it, and they let the girls have oral sex right there in the main lobby, whatever you want to call it, and had a blanket over it, and all the guards thought that was hilarious.
Oh, really?
The females in the men, like, yeah, that place was wild.
Yeah, it's a facility on the list, so I could take that it was some, depraved stuff happening.
Harper's on her laptop, Haley.
To the best of your knowledge, it was a black male, about medium build, 5'10 or so. Most of the time, he'd be sitting in a chair.
Every time we took a shower, he sat in a chair and watched us.
And he was very racist towards you.
The whole staff was racist. I went over one time to touch a Bible, and 3 black girls tried to beat me up because they told me that I poisoned their Bible because I'm white.
Oh, really?
And he didn't get disciplined. And then there was another white girl. They went over there to rip her socks off, and 3 of them went to fight her, jump her, but it was a big white girl. I'm small, petite, like 5'2", 120. She ended up beating shit out of all of them, to be honest, excuse my language. But she got disciplined putting her cell, and the black girls were okay. They jumped her. Yeah, it was horrible.
And then his role in the facility was a guard, correct?
I guess. I don't know what his role was.
To the best of your knowledge, it would have been a staff. He was a staff member, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we took a shower, they made all 50 of us line up down the hallway, butt naked. Not even a piece of clothing on.
And then, like,
sure, underwears, all that crap.
In regards to you,
okay.
When the guard did touch you.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did that happen? Was it once?
One time, because I cussed him out. I don't play that.
Yeah, I understand. And that was once. Okay. And where was it inside the facility? Was it in the showers?
In the cell.
Okay. So he came into your cell and then did that?
Yeah.
And the abuse type, it was sexual abuse?
Yeah, he touched me and I busted him out.
Yeah, I have to cover. And then did you disclose this to anybody?
No, I told my mom about everything.
Yeah.
When I came back from running away from a year, and she went to the Governor Townsend back then in Maryland and reported it all, but, you know, I was the first person to come forward, so nobody was believing shit.
Huh. Okay, hold on, let me write all this down. Okay. So, you ran away after this.
I know, I couldn't run away. I was locked in the cell.
No, I'm saying when you did get a chance, when you were, it was when you were let out when you were 16, correct? And you ran away?
Yeah, I ran away for a whole year.
Okay.
I was doing the streets in New York City.
Ran away.
And wouldn't even contact my mom. I was afraid I wouldn't contact a soul.
Okay.
And then when I came back, my mom checked me into Children's Hospital. You know, the mental ward. from like what I went through on the streets in New York City.
Okay. Let me write all this down. Ran away after this incident when she was let out. Was you said homeless on the streets of New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that was for a year and a half?
It was about, let's say 6 months to a year. I can't remember the exact date.
Okay. I'll put 1 year. For around 1 year.
Yeah. There was even an Enterprise article missing that I was missing and everything all down through Southern Maryland.
Happened to... What happened inside the facility?
Yeah.
And then you said your mom told the...
Haley, Harper is doing her laptop work. You have to be quiet. Okay?
And your mom... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And your mom went to the governor of Maryland at the time you said after?
Mm-hmm. But I didn't tell my mom what happened to the sexual part because I thought my mom would get mad at me.
Okay. So you told her what happened in the facility and what happened with yourself?
Okay, you'll get it back. You need to do your
school.
Hey, you're supposed to be doing work. Let her play it.
I am going to kill her.
You're going in timeout when you're done.
I'm going to arrest her.
Hey, you're supposed to be listening to Miss Sprouse. Stop. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm a 64-year-old.
No,
really.
Don't worry. So you, I'm sorry. I think it's so nasty like these. So when you got back from New York and you spoke to your mom and told her, you told her more about what was happening in the facility, but not what happened to you, correct?
No, I told her about what was going on in the facility.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, and then we went to the governor, mm-hmm. and, you know, nobody was coming forward, and so.
Okay.
I know.
Facility, mom went to the governor, and it did affect your life. I know you were homeless. You said in New York after you didn't want to go back.
Yeah, at 16 years old, living on the streets, the Greyhound bus station, right in Times Square.
16.
Stealing food, doing anything I had to do, so I didn't because I violated my house arrest again.
Right.
My dad died when I was 2, and then my grandfather. So I was a juvenile delinquent at the time. My mom was a single mom, you know. At the time.
Has the abuse left you depressed? Any?
Yes, I have major anxiety over it.
Major anxiety over it. And that's day-to-day?
Huh?
You have day-to-day anxiety? Or is it?
Yeah, and then, to be honest, a year and a half ago, I got sexually abused at a pretty big hotel.
So?
Almost got raped a year and a half ago, too, again.
Sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. But that one's in jail.
That is good that they are arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Are you currently employed?
No.
No, that's fine. And was law enforcement ever involved? I know your mom did speak to the governor, but you never
law enforcement was involved. I was missing. Yeah.
In regards to the abuse.
Law enforcement wanted to have an interview when I got out to Children's Hospital, the mental ward, about what all happened in New York and all this, and my mom refused for me to speak to any executives. She's like, look, she's been through too much trauma. I'm just glad she's home, and she refused for me to talk to them.
Okay, that's fine. So no on that one. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? You don't need it on hand, but would there be records to show that you were at that facility?
No, I don't have any of the records.
They would be able to get them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it would be the records of a school records or records of you being there.
Yeah, there's going to be records of me being there. Mm-hmm. 3 different times.
And this is a juvenile facility, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Juvenile. Were you arrested to go there? Or were you sent
mm-hmm.
there?
Yeah, I was arrested. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll put juvenile arrest records.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Casey, can you confirm your gender for me? I know we've...
Female.
Thank you. I know. Thank you. And last name is Hunzikeer.
Yes, but the record's going to be under Casey Woody.
Okay. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
The notes. Records would be under Casey. And then can you spell the last name?
W-O-O-D-Y.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Go do something. I love that.
You need to be paying attention, Ms. Sprouse. You'll get the tablet during lunchtime. You're not listening.
And then there are no suffixes to your name, no junior, senior, anything like that.
Mm-mm.
And then what is your date of birth?
7/22/83.
And what is your social?
219-08-0886.
Okay. And then email I have for you is kcann83@icloud.com.
Yep.
Is your middle name Ann?
Okay, so my name, oh my God, I had to change it when I got married at 18. It was, so my name at the time was Casey Ann, A-N-N-E, then Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Then it was Meade. My mom gave me my dad in her last name, M-E-A-D-E. And then it was Woody. But now I dropped Meade off like after that, but it's a juvenile time. It was that.
Okay, no. I just put in the notes that the records would be under Casey Woody when you're at the facility, correct? When you're
okay, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and then right now, your name currently on your ID would show Casey Hunzik.
Hunziker, yes, yes.
Okay. And then email's kcann83 at iCloud. This is the best number to reach you on, correct?
Yes.
And it's a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to call you, text you, or email you?
Call. I'm not good for email. I really don't check email much, to be honest.
Okay. And then what is the best physical address for you, Casey?
27121 Cape, C-A-P-E. Then it's Saint, S-A-I-N-T. Mary's with an S. Drive. Mechanicsville.
Okay.
Maryland. Maryland 20659.
Okay. And this is a home, no apartment number, anything like that?
Home.
Okay. St. Mary's County. And then have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred, the abuse that you occurred?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. Sorry. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this?
No.
That's fine. I understand that. Okay. Let me just read the bottom here. Hold on. I'm going to confirm everything with you here in a second, too. So sorry if we have to go over this one more time. Let me ask my higher up if this is a I think this detailed enough description. This description should be detailed enough. Hold on. She's going to tell me right now if this would be enough or not.
Okay. Shh, Harper, do your laptop work, please. Thank you.
And then he was employed at the facility. You can confirm that. He was a staff member / guard. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just waiting for a response.
Okay,
boys. Did he have any glasses? What would be his approximate age? What would you say?
I don't know. You know, I tried to block it all out. I'm
was he younger or was he older?
Probably late 20s.
Okay. Late 20s.
Maybe. But, I mean, to be honest, black people age better than us. I mean, I'm white. They age better, a little better than us. He could have been a little older. I don't know. I'm assuming late 20s.
Okay.
And then when I was washing the one time,
mm-hmm.
When the black girls came over and touched me, and he thought that was funny while I was taking a shower.
Yeah, well, it's messed up.
Yeah, that happened right in the bathroom in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And then if you look at his records, I refused to shower for 3 weeks and wouldn't eat for 3 weeks.
Oh, because of this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my manager said that is a fine description. That's more than enough. And mm-hmm. then, let me look up their phone number or what it was, because I know it's closed now. Hold on.
Oh, they are closed now?
It says temporarily closed, but I can tell you they're probably probably closed forever.
Good.
No, I would say so. If they're on this list, yeah. Okay. Let me do this. I'm gonna do scribe. Let me do this first. I let you know, of course, the call is recorded. You would like to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. You do not already have an attorney assisting you, and you can affirm you do not already have an attorney assisting you and didn't sign anything in regards to that, correct?
No, I don't have an attorney.
That is all correct.
Yeah, no, I don't have no attorney.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And you're filing the claim for yourself, of course. You are a resident of the
yes.
United States and never received
yes.
any money in the past regarding this claim.
No.
All right. And then, of course, you are never a registered sex offender.
No.
And then the abuse you did Did the abuse you did experience involve somebody that was affiliated with the institution or jail you were locked up in, and that was at Thomas J.S. Waxter Children's Center. That is correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And then it's Thomas J. Waxter Children's Center on Red Clay Road in Laurel, Maryland. And then the dates of abuse. So it happened the last time you were there. So it would have been around 99 when you were 16?
99. I went in first time at 14, then 15.
Because I know you said that, because it's mainly in regards to when he groped and touched you and stuff like that.
No. Yeah, I want to say it was 99.
It was the 16. Okay. 90. I'll put just over.
It might have been 98. I might have been 50. No, it was 99. 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just put 01 of 99. To, you know, December of 99.
Yeah. And y'all can get those records still, right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's why they just want a rough estimate of the dates.
Okay. And how long do those records take to get normally?
They're really quick, actually, in getting the records. So.
Okay.
They're gonna call you to the attorneys probably after this, probably in a day or two. Just to confirm
okay.
who you are and stuff like that. I'm going to send you a document here in a minute. We'll complete it. It's just a quick DocuSign. And that's giving them permission to reach out to you and pull the records. And then...
Oh, okay. So go to my email and do the DocuSign.
No, yeah, I'll do it with you. I just want to confirm everything's not right before I send
it
to you. Because if something's wrong, then I got to resend it to you. And then you had to wash in the shower with no curtain in front of a male guard. And then he did touch you in the female region under the clothes or no clothes on or at all after the shower?
Under the clothes in the cell.
In the cell, I'm sorry. In the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Under the clothes.
And then when I was taking a shower, one of the black girls in there came over there and started touching on me.
Okay.
And he laughed and thought it was funny.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guard, he would also touch himself while he was watching you guys shower, correct?
I don't know. I turned my back. I didn't even want to look. I was just so disgusted that I had to wash in front of a man.
That's fine. I'll take that one out then. So I will leave it just had to wash in the shower with no curtain in front of male guard with other inmates, of course. And then he would watch you guys. And then he also did touch you that time in the cell with no under the
yeah.
clothes.
And there were several other girls he's having sex with. I don't even remember their names.
Guard was also, what would you say?
Because one girl thought she was pregnant by him. Yeah, they were all underage. One girl thought she was pregnant by him.
So he is raping them. Okay, so he's raping another inmate.
Mm-hmm.
Casey did respond and told him no. Okay. And then your current age is 41. At the time of the abuse, you would have been 16 when he did grope you in the cell, under the clothes.
Yep.
In the female region. All right. You're touching the female region. under the clothes in the cell. Okay, I just want to be sure on that, just because I'm sorry, I have to keep reiterating it. Mm-hmm. And then he was an employee at the facility, a black male, mm-hmm. about medium build, about 5'10 or so. Would you say black male or dark skin?
Dark skin, black male, dark skin.
Okay. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, black male, dark, darker skin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
About medium build, 5'10 or so. Most of the time he'd be sitting in a chair, and then he was in his late 20s to maybe early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was a staff member / guard at the facility, and he did do that sexual abuse to you one time, and you pulled him off, and that was in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No sexual abuse, of course. In regards to this, you did not disclose to your mother or anybody the sexual abuse to you. You told her what was going on at the facility. That is correct?
Yeah. Yeah, she went to the governor about the other things, about washing in front of the men, sharing underwears, it was a hot mess in there.
Yep. And then for how the abuse affected your life, I put ran away after the incident when you were let out, was homeless at 16th Street in New York for around a year or so then. After what, and then you went to your mom after what happened, after you got back from New York, and then you told her about what was going on in the facility, and she went to the governor of Maryland, and you do a major anxiety over it every day.
Yeah, I'm on medication.
Okay. One second. Then when got back home, told mother what happened into the facility. Okay. And then you are currently not employed. Law enforcement was never involved because your mom didn't want you to talk with them, which is fine. I understand that. And then there is cooperation. You're at the facility, which is juvenile arrest records.
Right.
And then you, of course, are a female, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, and then H-U-N-Z-I-K-E-R.
Yeah. And it's going to be under Casey Woody.
No, you're good. Don't worry. I got that. That's like the very last thing I wrote.
Okay.
And then, where were we? Birthday of 7/22/1983.
Uh-huh.
And then, is it hard to ever repeat your social?
Uh-huh.
219-08-0886.
Yep.
And then email is kcann83@icloud.com.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then, this is the best number to reach you on. It's a cell phone.
Yes.
And then, address of 27121 Cape Street. Cape St. Mary's Drive, Mechanicsville, Maryland, 20659.
Yes.
Okay. And then no treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No, I didn't open up about it.
That's fine. No, I understand that. I would be the same way. And then the emergency contact I will be blank, and then the records at the facility would be under the name Casey Wood. That is correct.
Click red. Oh, shoot. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just confirming the records would be under the name Casey Woody when you were at the facility. That is correct? Okay.
All right.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you this text right now. Hold on. They'll get a text from me in like a second. This is the document I was talking about. It's basically giving the attorney's permission to, like I said, reach out to you in the next day or two, and then also to pull those records. And this will take only a minute or two to complete.
One second, it's a very important call.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're good. So just click on that link that I sent you.
Okay.
It'll say Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. When you click on that link, you want to say yes or allow for consent. And then, Casey, once you say yes or allow for consent, it'll say there'll be a yellow continue button or a yellow agree
button. Can you hold on one second? I'm trying to help my daughter.
No,
go ahead. What do I need to do, Ms. Sproul?
No, you're good.
Okay, so she's got to go to Google Meet now and Paul Orms?
Yeah, she's got to text out of Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm
no,
sorry.
Don't be sorry.
We,
no,
we
no,
have a snow
sorry.
Day, so we're doing virtual today.
No, you're good. Don't
okay.
worry. Take care.
Right, thank
just,
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whenever you see the link, you just tap on it, and then it'll open up. It'll say yes. You'll want to say yes or allow. And then from there, you should see like a yellow continue button.
Okay, let me look now.
Mm-hmm. And take your time. Trust me, this is no rush.
Okay. Here it is, doctor's time. Next message. Doctor's time. Allow. Continue.
Yep.
Answer. Continue.
And then I agree. And then you should see a start button. Yep, I think you just hit the start. And then once you hit start, you should see the first signature field. It'll be like a yellow box.
Oh, okay. I see. Fine.
Yeah, make sure you draw your signature as best as you can because there is a HIPAA form because they're going to pull the records. So close out of it and then just click the link again. Here, I can – here, hold on.
Okay.
I can – oh, yeah.
Hold
okay.
on. I did it.
Yeah, you're
okay.
good.
Allow
I was like, I can
continue.
Kick you out of it, if anything.
Yeah, no, I got it. Messages from Joe. Please sign. Continue.
Continue. Agree. There might be agree, then continue, and then start again.
Okay, sign.
And it'll take you in, and you can either do a DOP style, so it'll select one for you, or just draw it as best as you can. Trust me, it doesn't have to be a perfect signature.
Okay.
So it's fine. And then just on the last one, on that HIPAA one, is the one that you might, it might ask you for a, you want to do like as good of a signature as you can.
Signature.
But all the rest of them, you should just be able to tap. And if it fills in, it's you're good. And then you'll see a finish. And if you hit finish.
Draw your initials.
Yep.
CH. Adopt an initial.
Yep. That saves your initials now. If there's another initial field, it'll just tap, you'll just be able
what
to
what does this require initial here? Mental health? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just tap it now and it'll fill it in.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Is everything done?
Yeah, and then hit finish. If you hit finish and it takes you up, it'll just take you to anyone you missed. If you did miss
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you completed it. I got the email.
Okay.
And then let me text you all the information from my number. So if you don't hear from them in the next like 3 days, please do contact me. Yeah, that signature's fine. Don't worry about that. And then
okay.
send you this. Hold on. I'm gonna text you on the number we're speaking on, of course.
Okay.
Second. Casey, it's Jeremy. Regards. To the MD abuse lawsuit. This is my direct number. And then let me put the attorney's info in here. And then the firm, it will be A4D/Phillips Law will be the one reaching out to you.
Okay.
This is my direct number. The firm that will be reaching out is, I'm typing all this out, sorry if I'm repeating it. A4D
okay.
Phillips. I'll just put A4D in here, /Phillips, sorry. Their number is, let me make sure I write this, 802-664-4200. We should reach out within the next 3 to 5 days. And this is my number. You'll get the text from right now.
Okay.
That 949 number. So if you want to save it, if you don't hear from them, like I said,
okay.
by a week from now or even Monday or Tuesday, call me and I can always get an update for you or transfer you.
Okay.
I also gave you their number too. And then,
okay.
so just be on the lookout for a call from that number. Casey, I do apologize for what happened in there. That's rough. I'm sorry that abuse happened to you.
Yeah, and had to go live on the streets for a year.
No, everything after it really affected you.
It's all my juvenile records too.
Yeah.
In St. Mary's County.
No, they'll be able to pull all the records. Don't worry about the records. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you so much for your time. Again, I'm sorry for what happened. You enjoy the day with your kids in the snow day. And thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.